And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start in Manitoba, Canada, where the Hanover School Division is getting an unwelcomed visitor, a government advisor, to oversee their activities. Why, you ask? Well, it seems like some trustees had the audacity to participate in the 1 million March for Children rally. Oh, the horror. This area is known for its strong Mennonite community. You know, Mennonites, kind of like the Amish, but a little more lenient. These are folks who prefer a more traditional lifestyle, but apparently living according to one's deeply held beliefs now grounds for government babysitting. Well, at least in Manitoba, Canada, it is. Moving on to another silencer, Vice President Kamala Harris, who vows to fight any national restrictions on ending the lives of the unborn. Of course, you've been following the story like most of us have. She promises to sign legislation restoring reproductive freedom nationwide. I just kind of wonder how freedom can be restored to those whose lives are ended before they draw their first breath. The vice president is also a big champion of the so-called Equality Act, which, despite its noble-sounding name, would force states and localities to accommodate nearly every aspect of the LGBT agenda. Not very equal if you're forcing someone to do what you want them to do. That sounds more Marxist. Anyway, speaking of Marxists, California, who's ever at the forefront of progressive policies, now considering a law that would require health insurance companies to cover in vitro fertilization treatments for single individuals and same-sex couples. Apparently, the natural order of things just so passe these days. SB 729, which is sailed through the state legislature, would mandate coverage without discrimination on the basis of age, ancestry, color, disability, domestic partner status, gender, gender expression, gender identity, genetic information, marital status, national origin, race, religion, sexual orientation. Did they leave anyone out? The state senator who authored the bill proudly declared that it will ensure that queer couples no longer have to pay more out-of-pockets to start families than non-queer families. A recent North Carolina poll revealed some insights into public opinion on the sanctity of life. The McLaughlin Group surveyed 1,000 likely general election voters. The results, well, they may surprise you just a little. 71% of respondents said they would allow the ending of the lives of the unborn, but only in the cases of saving the mother's life, serious risk to the mother's health, rape, or incest. I'm not saying that I agree with all of those reasons, but it is kind of a far cry from anytime, anywhere narrative that we've been hearing quite a lot. Even more telling, 64% of those polled disapproved of using the procedure as a method of birth control. The poll also found strong opposition to using taxpayer dollars to fund the procedures. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.